Lakuta Sicha is Chelik Chabez, Parsha Kedoshim Sicha Bez, a summary of the Sicha. At the end of the laws of Orla and Kerem Revai, where the Torah says first that for 3 years you're not allowed to eat the fruit at all, the fourth year you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and then the Torah continues, and in the fifth year you can eat the fruits, meaning freely without restriction, and the Torah adds, L'haysav lachem tu asai, and to increase your yield, in order to increase your yield. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. So Rashi quotes the words in to increase your yield, and he explains, this mitzvah that you will keep will be for the purpose of increasing your yield, because in reward unsaid for doing the mitzvah, I will bless the fruits of your trees. So the generally, the Rashi is understood to be saying that why does he say, in order, it says in the fifth year you can eat the fruits in order that you will increase the yield. Is the increase of the yield because you are eating in the fifth year, or because you're not eating in the 3 years and then the fourth year? Obviously, because you're not eating in the 3 years and the fourth year. So shouldn't it have said there? It should have been written there after the performance of the mitzvah. The fifth year is not the performance of the mitzvah. That's the time when you get to finally eat. So Rashi has to explain that the lahaisiv, to increase the yield, is really a throwback to the 3 years that you didn't eat and the fourth year that you took it to Yerushalayim. That's what it's talking about. For doing the mitzvah, therefore I will reward you. But still, it's a long way to go to say that, because he could have simply said, he could have quoted L'haysav lachem tu asai, to increase your yield, you will merit this because you did the mitzvah. He could have simply said that without that long such a long explanation. Another few questions on this Rashi. Why does it say HaMitzvah Azayis? This mitzvah that you will keep. What do you mean this mitzvah? Of course it's this mitzvah. He could have said the mitzvah you will keep. Obviously it's talking about this mitzvah in which the Torah gives you that promise. But he adds the word Zeus. What for? Then Rashi goes on to say, in the same Rashi, Rabbi Akiva would say, the Torah here speaks to counter the influence of the Yetzer Hara, so that a person shouldn't say, 4 years go by that I'm working hard in the field, and that's all for nothing. I can't eat any of it. Therefore, it says, L'haysiv lachem tu'asai, to increase your yield. So again, some of the commentaries want to explain that the problem that Rashi has here is, why is it written, as we mentioned before, why is it written after the fifth year of eating and not earlier, after the third or fourth year that you're not allowed to eat? So therefore Rashi explains that because you have the problem, I couldn't eat anything till now. So the Torah says, for waiting for the fifth year to eat it, therefore I will bless you and it will increase the yield. But the truth is, it's difficult to say that this is what's bothering Rashi, because everywhere in the Torah where the Torah gives a reward, where the Torah tells you what the reward is, the Torah waits till the end of the subject. First he teaches you what you have to do, what the laws of the mitzvah are, what you have to do. At the end he tells you what Hashem will do for you if you do those mitzvahs. And the same thing is here too. Tells you what to do in the third year, tells you what to do in the fourth year, or what not to do in the third year, and then what to do in the fourth year, and then in the fifth year you're allowed to eat, and this is the reward. So everything fits well with traditional mikra, so that can't be the reason. We also have to understand why the Rashi quotes it in the name of Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't usually tell you who says it unless there's a specific reason. And in this case, not only does he tell you the name, but he says, Hoya Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva would constantly say, not that he once said, that also is saying something. Rashi's trying to say something with that. Another thing to understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Here, Rashi brings what Rabbi Akiva says. The reason that the Torah gives you tells you the reward is in order to counter the influence of the Yetzer Hara. Rashi doesn't say this by any other place where the Torah tells you a reward for a mitzvah. Nowhere does he say it's in order to counter the influence of the Yetzer Hara. Why suddenly here does he say that? Why can't it be simply understood that the Torah wants to tell you that you will be rewarded, and he even wants to tell you what the reward will be, as he does in a number of places? In fact, the idea of reward for a mitzvah is a principle, one of the 13 principles of faith, that the Eibishter rewards for a mitzvah. So here and there, the Eibishter says, I will reward you, and he even tells you what the reward will be. Why can't it just simply be that? Then Rashi goes on to the next few words, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, and he explains, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Hamavtiach al kach, I'm the one that promises you this, V'nem alishmer avtachasi, and I can be trusted to keep my promise. So there we also have to understand, usually Rashi would say, many times it says in the Pasuk, after a mitzvah, Ani Hashem, or Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi says, why does he say that? I am Hashem, I can be trusted to reward you. Here he goes on, it's three words, Nem Elishal Mishar, trustworthy to pay reward. Here he says, I am Hashem, who promises you for this, and I can be trusted to keep my promise. Why all this elaboration again? So to explain all this, the question that Rashi is dealing with here is not, as we suggested before, as the other commentaries say, about the placement of the promise, of the reward, that it should have been said after the 4 years, not after the fifth year. Because as we said, that's not really a question. It's usually at the end. The question that Rashi has is the words, L'haysif lachem tuasai. L'haysif means in order that your yield will be increased. Similar to what we say, Zachar Asiyam Shabbos Lakache. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. What does it mean? It means, why should you remember the day of Shabbos? Remember the day of Shabbos means make Kiddush. Why should you make Kiddush before you eat your meal on Shabbos? In order to sanctify the day of Shabbos, in order to show the importance of Shabbos, to elevate the experience of Shabbos. So the word le katshe, like here, le hoisif, is in order that it will be. So he's saying over here, do this mitzvah in order that Hashem will reward you, will increase your yield. So Rashi says, the reason the Torah says it that way is because in this particular mitzvah, as distinct from all other mitzvahs, the reason you can do the mitzvah is in order to have an increase in yield. Generally speaking, we say that a person should not do mitzvahs in order to be rewarded. Yes, Hashem will reward you, but that's not why we do the mitzvah. Here, suddenly the Torah says, do it in order to be rewarded, in order that your yield will be increased. In other words, the words in the Pasuk, L'haysel lechem tu'asai, is not really about Hashem saying, I will reward you with this, but it's telling you, do these mitzvahs in order that your yield will be increased. Then Rashi goes on to explain, how is it that a person should, you know, be so certain that Hashem is going to increase his yield? So Rashi says, because in reward for doing the mitzvah, I will increase your yield. I will do so. I'm telling you that I will do so. But then that leaves a new question. If the meaning of L'haysev L'chem T'vulaseh was simply the reward which Hashem is telling you about, so then it makes sense, as we said before, that it's written all the way at the end, as it always is. But now that we're saying that L'haysev L'chem T'vulaseh is instructing you, the person that's doing the mitzvah, on how to do the mitzvah. In the third year, you shouldn't eat any of it. Have in mind, I'm doing it in order to increase the yield. The fourth year, you have to schlep up to your shalayim. Have in mind, I'm doing it in order to increase the yield. So now it's not the reward anymore. Now it's an instruction on how to perform the mitzvah. Then it should have said earlier, after the third year, after the fourth year. That's where you need to know that you're doing it in order to increase the yield. So Rashi tells us that the reason for this is, why is it written all the way at the end? Meaning to say, where the Torah talks about eating during the fifth year, when you're finally able to eat, that's where the Torah says, L'haysif lechem tu'asai. Why there? Because he's trying to tell you, not only will the growth of the trees be blessed, you'll have more, there'll be bigger fruits and so on, but that even when you're eating it, even later benefits will also give a greater yield. For instance, you eat, it's healthy, it's tasty, it goes down well, you don't have stomach problems. the price of cantaloupes goes up, or whatever fruits you're planting, and it'll be blessed not only at, you know, when as it grows, but it'll also be blessed later, similar to what Rashi says in Bahar, that the blessing that Hashem gives, that when you eat, it also goes through your digestive system well. It is blessed in that way too. And that's why it's written in the context of when you eat it in the fifth year, that even that will also be blessed. But now the question becomes, why is this mitzvah so different? That suddenly here you're allowed to do it for, you know, to get the blessing, to get the reward. And why will the reward be so, not just ordinary reward, but also that later it'll be blessed, as we just explained. So Rashi brings, therefore, what Rabbi Kiva said, that this is in order to counter the influence of the Yetzer Hara. Because it's so difficult, a person has to sweat and toil in the field for 4 years before, for a fifth year, 4 years, he gets nothing out of it. So the Yetzer Hara says, what are we doing all this for? Eat already now. Therefore, the Torah allows, made an allowance. In this case, because it's so difficult, the Torah says, keep in mind that you're doing it in order to be, that it'll be blessed, there will be a greater yield later. It's worth the effort that you're putting in. You need to know that in the back of your mind. And that's why Rashi goes on to say, Ani Hashem, he doesn't simply say, yeah, I will reward you. Because we're talking about a difficult mitzvah. For a regular mitzvah, you could say, remember, I am Hashem, I will reward you. Here, he needs to say much more. Hashem promises you that this will be the result. And I can be trusted, says Hashem, to fulfill my promise. It needs much more of an encouragement and a promise to get it done. That's why Rashi elaborates much more on Hashem promising us and that he will fulfill his promise. However, there is a little more, because a gifted student will still take it to the next, will still ask another question, a follow-up question. He'll say, why is it that this mitzvah, the Torah permits something which is generally discouraged, doing it for the reward? And why does the Torah give so many, you know, rewards for it? And all this is for who? For those few people. I don't know, few, but those people that are on a lower level, they can't do a mitzvah unless they know about the reward. They wouldn't be able to do it, to fulfill it, unless there's a reward. That's not the regular average Jew. That is somebody on a lower level. So all this just for a person on a lower level? So Rashi says, who said this? This was said by Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, the same Rabbi Kiva that said, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, that love of every Jew is a great principle of Torah. And it's this same Rabbi Kiva that the Gemara says you would always look for ways in order to make things better for Yidden. L'zakeh says Yisrael. So therefore we can understand why Rabbi Kiva says that it's for, that even though it's a small minority and it's people that are on a lower level, we still have to, every Yid has to be included. We have to do this for them too. That's why it's more understood. Rabbi Kiva was explaining, knowing who said it explains why he said it. And that's why Rashi says he would say, not that he said it one time, he would say this was something that he constantly repeated. Why? When somebody constantly repeats something, it means something to him. Why did this, was this so significant to Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva, as we know, the first 40 years of his life, he didn't study Torah at all. Only when his prospective wife, he wanted to marry this woman, and she said, if you go learn Torah, then I'll marry you. So in other words, he went to learn Torah in order to be rewarded by getting married to his wife, that she'll marry him. So in other words, that Rabbi Kiva was in a similar situation as this guy that is slaving 4 years in his field and gets nothing for it. He had a similar situation. The first 40 years of his life were a waste, since he changed his whole thing. He went to learn and he changed his whole life. That means that he threw away 40 years of his life for his new life. Very similar thing to somebody that works for 4 years and it's all for nothing. But still, says Rabbi Kiva, yes, I went because they promised me a reward. And it meant that I had to throw away 40 years of my life. So you would think that it was all a waste, it didn't do much. No, Rabbi Kiva became the famous Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was the one about who the Gemara says that Akula libid Rabbi Kiva. After him, all the following Tanoim, all the sages of the Mishnah, everything that they say is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. They were all telling us what Rabbi Akiva taught. In other words, that Rabbi Akiva was the voice of the Mishnah. Everything is what Rabbi Akiva taught, practically the entire Mishnah. No ordinary success. That was a great success, even though the beginnings were like the person that is having a problem with Arla. And that's why Rabbi Akiva said this again and again, because that was his story. He was telling us his story, what happened to him. And even so, you can reach great levels. But one question could still be asked. Why is it that since we're talking about a minority of Yidden that have to need this dependence on the reward in order to count the Yedei Sahara, so why does the Torah structure this mitzvah in that way for all Yidden? Everybody does it this way because the few that need that help to do it. So Chassidus explains that what is the meaning of the word Dibra Torah Keneged Yedei Sahara? The Torah speaks in the face of the Yedei Sahara. What that means is, what the Torah is trying to accomplish is to elevate the Yedei Sahara too. The whole Torah is there for the purpose of elevating the Yedei Sahara too. Not just that the Nefesh HaLakis, the godly soul, should do mitzvahs, but that the Yedei Sahara should do mitzvahs. We should elevate and transform the Yedei Sahara as well. And that's why the Torah says, what is the reward for this? L'hoisa lechem tfuasei. This gives a greater yield. As we say, the Pasuk says, Rav Tvuas B'Koyach Shor, there is much yield in the power of the ox, which the simple meaning we understand. You know, if you have an ox plowing your field, you're going to get much more yield than if you're doing it yourself. But in this context, what it means is, the Shor is, of course, the animal soul. The animal soul, if you transform the animal soul, you get much more than if you're just doing it with the Yetzer Tov, with the godly soul. Because transformation is a much greater accomplishment than going along with what is easy. But the problem is, the Yetzer Hara, to transform the Nefesh HaBahamis, takes a lot of pain, a lot of work, a lot of effort. You need to subdue the impulses of the Yetzer Hara, of the animal soul. That's not as easy as just going along with the Yetzer Tov. That's difficult, painful work. And that's why the first 4 years, the beginning, seems like difficult work. You get no yield, you get nothing for it. But in the end, the Torah promises the yield will be infinitely more than without doing that, without transforming the Yetzer Hara, without transforming the Nefesh HaBahamis, and it becomes the Rav Tzvuas B'Koyach Shor.